Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Chag HaSukkot Sameach. Yes, I. Happy, happy, happy. Rastafari feast here. Tabernacles here. Here we're at day 5. Melkam Yadash Baal Adarasachu in the Royal Amharic, bringing out the Hebrew sense, the greeting. Chag, feast. Chag HaSukkot of the booths, of the huts, of the tabernacle. Sameach, Sameach, rejoice, happy, happy, happy.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Yes, I, yes, I, here, here, here on the TJIF. Here in the season, here we're at day five of Sukkot, of Tabernacles, the Feast of Ingathering, here, here, here. The end and the beginning, the beginning of the year. Here is Shabbat Eve. Here we have the weekly Shabbat, the seven-day Shabbat Eve. So here's going to be a special podcast because of today's daily psalm. According to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the Order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 137, by the rivers of Babylon. So here in the Sukkah, yes, in the pavilion of the King of Kings Christ, here, 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 tabernacle, in gathering here on the ear and the irid, yes, I, for the people.
Thank you, Rastafari.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay, yay.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Hey! Ben Bezela! Shabbat Shalom! A song for the days of rest inside your home.
This is what it is, okay? I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow, or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
And here, 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 in this season, this time, tabernacle, water, pouring the water, yes, I. The water libations here in this time, also we find it in the Brit Chadasha, in the New Testament, what's called the New Testament. We try to bring out a more correct translation of Brit Chadasha. It's actually the renewed covenant. And even pointing to one of the readings here in the season, after the Israelites had broke the first covenant with the molten calf, how that covenant was renewed. So the sense of Brit Chadasha, renewing that covenant because of his mercy, his grace. But here for Sukkot, Sukkot's booths is also a water festival. There's the pouring of the water. There's the water libation ceremony. Now that right there brings out even more clear for the ears that can hear what John's Gospel chapter 7 and 8, that are appointed readings here in the season from the renewed covenant, the Adis Kidan, or in the older Amharic, more archaic Amharic, the Hadish Kidan, like Brit Chadasha, the renewed covenant. So we have right here, 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 and this time Sukkot is a time in Iowa of the year in that Exiavia, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Ha-El, the almighty, Ha-Elohim, the power, judges the world for rainfall. We also have this in Zechariah. In Zechariah, This is Zechariah. This is Zechariah, the last chapter of Zechariah. Also appointed reading here in the season, bringing out that idea that all nations, right, must come up. Right, Zechariah, let's get the chapter right here, Zechariah chapter 14, verses 1 to 21. So the theme of water, also special prayers at this time of the year for the rain for I and I, especially in the land in the due season, the due time. Therefore, this ceremony, like the taking of the four species of plants, of green life, of the tree life, it invoke a word, sound, power, Yah's Baraka, Yahuwah, Yah's Baraka, his blessing for rain. Here's the key, for rain, blessings for rain in the proper time, in the proper Iowa, the proper season. Just to bring that point home as well, in connection with the tabernacling and the building of booths, we have from the earthly to the heavenly type, you know, the basic type going over what the Torah says when we enter into the land, build booths. But here in the renewed covenant sense, as Hebrews point out, that new and that living way that he has consecrated for I and I through the veil, we also seat up in that pavilion. Pavilion is the word for the sukkah that we have in Psalm chapter 27, Psalm 27, I think it's around about verse 5. Around verse 5 right there, the sukkah, the pavilion, right? And the key thing is, too, seeing that this time of the year also is a judgment time. So during the third of the three times in the year that all the males of Yisrael were commanded to appear in the place that Jah had set his name, the Hashem, where he had placed his name. Now we receive it in spirit, in the iron, in truth. Yes, I, in the gathering, the true cross, north, south, east, west. Yes, I, Jah bless, in spirit and in truth. But so for I and I, looking at how do we bring out the experiential sense, since many of I and I perhaps don't have the ways and the means so much to build a booth or a hut, and living in this captivity by the rivers of Babylon, you know, don't really, you know, we're already in that kind of experience. So it's in the innermost of the innocence, right, in the true spirituality of the King of Kings and through his Christ, Moshiach Yeshua, that word that the word says that is made flesh, the word made flesh and dwelt, tabernacled, according to the true church, the professing church, Tawahido, became one with us, one with I and I, one in I and I, and it's all because of that word. But just to bring out the sense and the connection of the pouring of the water, the libation, as well as explaining that inner sense of what is taking place in John's Gospel, Johannes Gospel, chapter 7 and 8, when Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, Yenazaretu Jesus, when he went up to the feast that we are observing and keeping in spirit and truth in this time and this season, the Feast of Tabernacles, of the Chag HaSukkot. So the water connection, get into some of the Simchat Beit HaShoeva. HaShoeva, some will say HaShoeva, right? That right there, bringing out more of the sense of the water drawing, the rejoicing. It's called the rejoicing of the water drawing house. So as we said earlier here in the Shabuah, here in the season, that tabernacles is also a water feast. It has water, the connection of water, right? And here we have the Simchat Beit HaShoeva in the ancient enunciation of the biblical scriptural Hebrew, Masoretic Hebrew, right? Or what we know as the Yehudit. It was called the language of the Yehuda, of Judah, the Yehudit, right? In the scripture, right? We be the Hebrews crossing over from the low degrees to the high degrees in Yahweh, truth and life of his divine majesty, Kedemah HaZelassie. Here we have the Simchat Beit HaShoeva, 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 right? Rejoicing of the water drawing house. It's a special ilibration that's held by the Yehudi, by the Judahites, the then tribe of Judah in Judea, during the intermediate, that's the between days, the intermediate days of the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Ingathering, the Feast of Sukkot, right? When the temple in Jerusalem, in Jerusalem, had stood, and this is interesting with today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, which is Psalm 137, right, 137 by the rivers of Babylon, and that theme of those who sought to destroy the Hekav, the holy house, the temple that was in Jerusalem. But when the temple, the Hekav, as it's known in Jerusalem, Jerusalem stood, there was a unique service, a aboda, a unique service that was performed every morning throughout the Sukkot, the Tabernacles Island days, known as a Nisuch, some say Nisuch Hamayim, the pouring of the water, Nisuch, right, Nisuach, Nisuch Hamayim, Ha the Mayim, the waters. Interesting, the word for heaven Hebraically is the Shemayim, Shemayim, right, the Sham, there, Mayim, there's water. The water libation ceremony. Now, according to the ancient teaching, Sukkot, Tabernacles, is the Iwa, the time of the year, the time of the Shana, in that Ha'el, El HaShofet, that Ha'elohim, the power who is a judge, he judges the world for rainfall. Therefore, this ceremony, like the taking of the four species to make the Sukkah, to make the hut, to make the booth, the tabernacle, there's four kinds of species of trees, we can say. This invokes Jah's bracha, his blessing for rain in its proper time. Here's the key. Pray for rain, but rain in due season and due time. Right? In fact, all of I and I prayers for anything that we need should be always in due season and due time. Check. Now, according to the Mishnah, Tractate Sukkot 4 and 9 and 4 and 10, the water for the libation ceremony was drawn. Guess where it was drawn from? It was drawn from a place called the Pool of Siloam, the Pool of Siloam, or Bereket, or Berekat, Berekat HaShiloah, HaShiloah, the Pool of Siloam. In the KJV translation, the Pool of Siloam in the Hebrew, Berekat, Berekat, interesting, the closeness of the word sounds even Baraka, blessing, the Berekat HaShiloah, in the city of David, in the city of David, the well-beloved, and it was carried up from the city of David, where the castle of Zion, of Zion, is. It's carried up, going up, Aliyah up, to Jerusalem along the pilgrim road, right? So there's a road that we tried in pilgrimage, going up, Aliyah up, right, making those heights. First, we reach Zion. We reach the city of David, the city of David, Zion. And here, for the drawing of the water from the Berekat HaShiloah, it's located in the city of David. And it's carried up to the Jerusalem pilgrim, the pilgrim road, to HaHekal, to the temple. The joy that accompanied this procedure, right, this procedure, this doing, was, as one would say, palpable. One could feel it, right, as experience, that experiential sense. Now, what's interesting is that we have, within the Gospels, this connection to the pool of Siloam, and also to the theme of the Feast of Tabernacles concerning water. When Yeshua HaNotri said that I am the what? The water, right? The water of life, of liberty. You see how that is brought out, the connection with the water, right? And water from the belly, right? Water from the, is that the solar plexus right there? Afterward, every night in the outer temple courtyard, tens of thousands of spectators, they would gather to watch the Simchat Beit HaShoeba, the rejoicing, the Simchat as the greeting, Sameach, happy, rejoice, the rejoicing at the place, or really the house, the Beit, right, of water drawing. As the most pious members, the Hasidim of the community, as they danced and sang songs of praise, of Tehillah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Tejah, right? The dancers, singers, and players of instruments, keep it in Levitical, would carry lit torches. Now this, seeing that we fulfill here in the season corresponding, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Meskel. Meskel, the finding of the true cross. And that connection, you know, with the torches, the lights, and were accompanied by the harps, the lyres, the cymbals, and the trumpets, the different musical instruments, keeping it musical of the who? Halloween. Halloween. Don't we say Halloween? We say Ha, the Lewin, the Levites. This is why I Rastafari say keep it Levitical, the singers and the players of instruments. Right? Now, according to another teaching, another study, Mishnah Tractate Sukkah, the tract, the reasoning on the pavilion, on the hut, 5:1, it says, he who has not seen the rejoicing at the place, the house of the water drawing, has never seen rejoicing in his life. So throughout the tabernacle, Sukkot, right, throughout the 7 days here, the city of Jerusalem, it teemed with Yehudi and with Israelite families doing pilgrimage, making that aliyah, who came on the Isla Day pilgrimage, and they joined together for feasting, for rejoicing, and of course, for the Beit Midrash, the house of study and Torah study. A partition separated the man them and the woman. So the man would reason with the man, the brethren, the sister. And so there was a partition that was erected for this occasion. We also find this among the Israelites of Ethiopia and preserved in the church of he who have the key of great King David, the true church and the professing Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church. Now there's more of a connection as well with Yeshua, right, Hanotri, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christ, within the Gospels. So some key words, Siloam, what occurred at Siloam, and Yeshua, just point to reference right here, Yeshua at the Feast of Tabernacles in John's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 8, just to see how it comes together. And as we learn about the roots, the groundation, we go over and say, oh, yeah, that's why Yeshua said that to them. And then that's why they responded like that. So we can grow in grace and the knowledge of the King of Kings Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari. So here. Yes, I.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest inside your home. Send a salam, Shabbat Shalom. Hey, send a salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest inside your home.
And here, just keeping with that water theme and also the rock, right? Water from the honey from the rock, but also that water from the rock. Here we have Sister Chloe Nazanian, right? Chloe Nazanian, for tune right here. Rock water theme.
Thy voice strikes the rock, why sovereign's not just father. stone and then a pot. On the feet from mountain tops, not to rain, to dry the rain. I give life to I the same. As it God and God resides, blessings from the end of my days are flowing, you will grow. Only feel if you really know. Meditation, feed yourself. As it's all like bird magnets, oh man, it's scattered like ashes. Angel bread, keep my strong faith. Where the cry of fallen flesh. He did it and become death. It's all for sight and goes for breath. Not just for fall to the ground. Draw words and crave no sound. King system basic bound. Vitality is in his verbs. Ordinances I observe. Strength and praises he deserves. Like a book he reads your nerves. Consecrated Nazarite. Feeding power like a tree sunlight. Oh, take a breath, the rope was tight. We got a fire and beyond the trod. There they defy the army of the living God. Jah clear the road, Jah takes my load. Jah lights the streets at night and then he takes our soul. Like Moses strike the rock, crush the rest and not just drop. Hit the stone and channel pop. When the feet from mountain top, no terrain to dry to rain. Stop, bring life to why the same. There's a God in Jah resides, rushing from the inner mind. Drink the flow and you will grow. Only feel if you really know. Meditate and feed yourself and gather thought like birds make nests. Mine is scattered like ashes. Angel bread keep by strong fish. Where the cry of fallen fish. He's the dead and become dead. It goes for sight and breath. Not just for fall to the ground. Each jaw was no bad sound crave. King system got a base hit pound. Vitality of verbs. Ordinances I observe. Thanks and praises he deserves. Like a book, he reads your nerves. Consecrated Nazarite, eating power like sunlight. Take off chain and soul is light. Keep a breath, that rope is tight. Oh, we got the fire from beyond the trust. Yeah, they defy the army of the living God. Jah clear the road. Jah holds my load. Jah lights the streets at night and he has taken home.
And Shabbat Shalom. Yes, I. Here, here, here. Special podcast.
Send Bet Salam. Send Bet Salam. Send Bet Salam. Send Bet Salam. Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety. Send Bet peace. Rest safely. Rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in him.
And here, 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 doctors, lighting the lights right here, 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 and the Baraka over the lights here. Shabbat
Shalom. Push up the lights of them. Push up the lights of them. Push up, push up, push up the lights of them. Blaze up, blaze up, blaze up.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch Atah Yahweh. Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, viziv'anu lehiyot ur lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua, mishianu ur ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifieth I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Thank Jah Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay, yay.
Besama'ab, wewelid, wemenfesu kedus, ahadu amlak. Ze kedamit, ye kedamit. Besen bet ken,
Meskel Abra Samayin Bekwakibit Shalame Kohulum Yilk Sahayin Asaye Meskel Abra Samayin Bekwakibit Shalame. On the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Stay tuned, stay tuned. A special Isla Day podcast here. Call this Sukkot Tabernacles by the Rivers of Babylon. But here, keeping with the theme of the season.
Cut off, and the oil price take off. Dollars fingers off, and the youth them no laugh. And old them drop off, and cash plus lock off. And the biggest mark 11 day are off. The little island full of bass, we not pay the staff. And world war kick off, and more life a loss. We make more price a cost, we make more rifle blast. From to the 40 acre and jackass. Holiday, from separation, hey, you find a way to cope, and your belly full of hope, on the brink of your salvation. Holiday, some joy and celebration. Sugar. I wanna bless my neighbors above the morning to your greetings and salutations. No, miss a love on 90 where we need up on the street. Belly empty and the youth them tolerance are reach a peak. They can't find no food to eat. Baby mother, they are yard and water soap and wash it. So them rise up the machine, them and them put them on repeat. Those without will have to get up and go look it on the street. Man a conquering lion, when I come here, so they get defeat. Give them a break. On the day, a break from separation. You find a way to cope, and your belly full of hope, on the brink of your salvation.
Yes, I, Jah Rastafari Tabernacles, Zionite Tabernacles. Yes, I, the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Here, Tabernacles, reason for the season, right here. Check out Psalm 27, verse 5. I share the first light right there. I think we have the audio on it right here from the psalm, and it has the sukkah. And what's interesting is the context of the language, where it says, "For he concealeth me, concealeth I." This is from more the Hebrew. Just wanted to go there to bring out pavilion. The translator translates it as pavilion, like hide I and I in his pavilion, right? His pavilion. But the pavilion is the sukkah or sukko. It says the sukko, the yom ra'a, the yom and the yom, the day ra'a, in the day of ra'a, in the day of evil. So another word sound bringing out the sense of that secret place, that tabernacle. And here, the footnote here actually brought this out where it says that pavilion. In Psalm 10, around about verse 9, Hebraically, it might be verse 8, but verse 9 in the Hebrew, the numbering of the Psalms, right, verses, it's used of a lion's lair. So the lair of a lion is a sukkah, his den, the same word for booths, for tabernacles, for huts, right? Sukkah. The fuller verse here, for he concealeth me in his pavilion in the day of evil, or in some translation, the day of trouble. He hideth me in the covert, right, of his tent. He lifted I upon a rock. So here it says, ki yitza penaini, for yitza penaini, he, or yitza fenaini, like we have Zephaniah, like the hidden, as a hidden aspect, kia yitza penaini, kia yitza fenaini, be in sukko, in his sukkah, sukko, Beyom Ra'a, so pavilion, sukko, from the sukko is to say his sukkah. Sukkah is individual and sukkot, plural, like sukkos, right, booths. In Psalm 10 and 9, it's used of a lion's lair, a covert. So here it says he's thinking of the law of hospitality, the law of hospitality in the east. Look to the east, in the east. What a misrak tamelkatu. Look to the east, as Reverend James Morris Webb said, firstly. Here we have a flimsy tent may be the surest of all refuges in the desert, if reception into it meant that the traveler is under the powerful protection, here in the footnote, of a Bedouin sheik. So here connecting the pavilion, like with the sense of a lion's lair, and then looking to the east, the custom tradition that if you needed like a safe place, a shelter, like from the storm, even if it was like a flimsy tent or a hastily built hut or a booth, and there's good reception there because now you are under the protection, right, for example, of a Bedouin sheik, or protection, for example, in the psalm here of the King of Kings, even in that condition of being in a hut, that's like the secret place, that's like the strongest place, that's like the safest place. That's a sense and grace of the time and the season, you know, the reason for the season being in the world, not of the world. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here. We have this audio right here. Thought it was here on the board. I think we had played it the other day, seeing if we find it right here on the board concerning this verse here, just bringing out the sense of the verse. Otherwise, we're going to just ride up with by the rivers, you know, by the rivers of Babylon, by the rivers of Babylon as a theme here. Today's daily psalm right here. Shabbat shalom right here.
Thank you, Rastafari.
Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay, yay.
Again, Yahuwah. Got it. Here.
In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
That's another psalm raised there, but you can see the sense to show what the significance of the hut. Somebody might say, oh, it's just a hut. But the significance of the hut in Yahweh, truth and life, it all depends on, like, who is there. In his, notice it says, in his sukkah, in his hut. Another interesting thing is when we look at historical Ethiopia, right, that hidden empire revealed, all we see is huts. All we see is huts. We see that word picture, you know, that living testimony, right, of the Israelites of Ethiopia. Once again, right here.
In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
Shall set I and I up upon a rock. Yeah, we have Psalm 76 right here. In Yehuda, in Judah, is God, is Elohim known. His name is great, great, great in Yisrael. So here. Let's just segue into this Sukkot by the rivers of Babylon. That's today's daily psalm right here. Let's return to the classics. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
by the rivers of Babylon. That right there, there, Boney M. Boney M's version of Rivers of Babylon, right there. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 137, here appointed according to the royal order about 3 days before Mezkel, you know, the finding of the true cross, here in the season corresponding with the reason for the season, the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Ingathering. So make I and I rise up a chant right here, here, here.
Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, Sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it even to the foundation thereof. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stone, 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 against the stone.
Chanting down. Wow. That psalm right there, by the rivers of Babylon, the connection with the ruins of Jerusalem and the temple, the Haikal, and here from the Hebrew, a Hebrew reggae of today's daily psalm from Tikkun HaHaikal, HaHaikal, in other words, like repairing of the temple, rebuilding of the temple. Yes, I, the true temple.
A prophetic lament over the exiles, and a charge to them to never remove Jerusalem from their hearts and minds. Destroy its very foundation. and dash your infant against the rock.
Yes, 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 yes. Just was meditating that right there, That was one going over the words. Here is a full of it right here. Yes, I, Ron, Aharon. Yes, I.
לערבים בתוך התלינו, כינורותינו, כי שם שלונו שובנו, דברי שיר ותול עלינו שמחה, שירו לנו משיר ציון, איך נשיר את שיר אדוני על אדמת נכר. תשכח ימיני, תדבק לשוני לרקי, אם לא אזכרכי, אם לא אעלה את ירושלים על ראש שמחתי. זכור אדוני לבני אדום ירושלים, האומרים ארו ארו עד היסוד בה, בת בבל השדודה, אשרי שישלם לך את גמולך שגמת לנו, אשרי שיוחז וניפץ את עולה
Psalm in the Hebrew, like the Shir, I am Shem from Queen Makeda as well.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
Right here, the Hebrew, you're going to hear her go through the Hebrew and the English and the tune called I am Shem. Shem in the Hebrew, the name or name. I am the name, Shem. Blessed be the Lord God of Shem. The Kevra Negesh also bring out significance of the Shem. So she's going to bring out the Eim, Esha, Kacheka, Yerushalayim. If I forget thee, speaking to she, Eim, Esha, Kacheik, Esha, Kacheik. If I forget thee, speaking to she, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. Tishkach, Yemini, Tishkach, may she, Yemini, my right hand, may my right hand forget. Tidabata lishonia lichiki lichiki. May my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. This part of the psalm today is daily psalm, the importance of Yerushalayim. Imlo ezakareki if I remember thee not, speaking to she, im lo, a ele et Yerushalayim. If I do not set Jerusalem, like the big up Jerusalem, al rosh, sim chati, all upon rosh, rosh, the Hebrew for Ras, on the head, simchati, like joy, like we say, sameach, chag ha-sukot sameach, the rejoice. If I don't set Jerusalem above my chiefest joy. So here, Queen Makeda here on the discipline rhythm. Yeah.
Taken from the land of hell, but I am shame. Stolen from the heart of Africa, I am Israel. Taken from the land of hell, but I am shame. Stolen from the heart of Africa, I am Israel. Abraham had a nice vision of future prosperity, but stubborn disobedience and suffered a curse, captivity. 400 years twice over was the prophecy. Kidnapped from Africa, sold as a slave, but my home is in the east. Taken from the land of Ham, but I am Shem. Africa, I am Israel. Taken from the land of Ham, but I am Shem. Stolen from the heart of Africa, I am Israel.
Brother, Jerusalem fell under siege from the perils of war. I was forced to flee, sought refuge on African shore. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its cunning. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I forsake thee, O Mount Zion, woe be unto my soul. If I forget Jerusalem, chief of my joy. Yerushalayim,
Yes, I, Rastafari, there, Queen Makeda with I Am Shem, and she brought out right there today's daily psalm according to the royal order, two verses from these Mordecai and Ahmed Zion, Psalm 137, namely the fifth and the sixth verse. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let make my right hand forget her cunning. Im eshakahik Yerushalayim, tishkach yaminli. If I forget thee, im eshakahik, speaking to she, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, tishkach yaminli. Tishkach, may she forget. If I forget thee, speaking to she, let she, my right hand, Yemini, forget. Im eshkachek Yerushalayim, tishkach Yemini. That's verse 5. Then we have verse 6. Tidabak lishoni, lichki. Let my tongue, lishoni, cleave. Tidabak lishoni, may my tongue cleave, lichki, to the roof of my mouth, im lo ezekareki, if I don't remember thee, speaking to she, im lo, if no, im lo ezekareki, if I don't zakar thee, ezekareki, if I don't remember thee, speaking to she, im lo a'ele et Yerushalayim, if I don't, like aliyah or set, to put up high, a'ele im lo a'ele et Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, al rosh, al upon rosh, the head, the ras, Hebraically the ras, rosh, al rosh, simchati, al roch simchati, above my chiefest, my head, my ras, joy, my chiefest joy. So right there, she bring that out in the tune, I Am Shem. Check out the Kibbutz Neges, more on the namesake, Makeda, the queen of the south, the queen of Sheba, also the link with the Shem. Shem, speaking of the tribe or the three sons right there, but also the Shem, Hebraically, is to speak of the name. So here on this Asuka, right, we have this day, we have day five, going to day six here, the Shabbat, the weekly Sabbath Eve right here. And let's just go through some of the basic of the liturgy right here, have an hour. Hopefully we can really get in some of the Midrash, the study on today's daily psalm. There's a lot of very, very interesting right now revelation points. But here for day five, the reading appointed for day five, right, when day five, actually we're kind of like looking forward like it's the four, when four, five, like the evening. So the evening is the beginning of the next day. So by time right here, it's really day five. So, you know, looking forward, we have Numbers for the five key offerings, Numbers chapter 29, verses 20 to 25. That's for the fourth day, second intermediate day, corresponding with the Friday. We're here in the evening, the Shabbat time. So here for the Shabbat day, day five, the third intermediate day, we have the next part of the reading there from Numbers chapter 29, focus verses 23 to 28. The full of the book of Ecclesiastes, HaKohelet, also known as the preacher, HaKohelet, is also read during this time of tabernacles in our hut, in our pavilion, in our booth, in that secret place. And then we have John's gospel from the Brit Chadasha, the Hadish Kidan, the New Covenant reading, the Adish Kidan. We have John chapter 7 and 8. And also, as we highlighted and brought some more reference, point of reference to the water pouring, right, libations at this time, the connection with the pool of Siloam, and also within the good news, the gospel reading from John chapter 7 and 8, also appointed here in the intermediate days, straight through to the Hosanna Rabbah, the Hosanna Rabbah, or the Hosanna, save I and I, save us, save I and I, Rabbah, the great, Rabbah, like Nuff Nuff, the great, salvation, Hosanna, Hosanna Rabbah. We have the gospel reading from the Brit Chadasha, John chapter 7 and 8. So when Yeshua speaks about the water, when he speaks about the water, at that time he goes to the feast of Sukkot, the feast of tabernacle, booths, huts, pavilions, right here, here, here. So once again, we call this one right here the By the Rivers of Babylon, right? The By the Rivers of Babylon, TJIF right here, here, here. Another classic tune, the Melodians, and then we'll pick up with the day four into day five reading and feeding right here for the Shabbat time. Shabbaton Shalom. Shabbaton from Shabbat is what usually the high holy day Sabbaths are referred to. So we have the weekly Sabbaths, like the seventh day, and then we have the high holy day Sabbaths reading in the Torah, especially Leviticus chapter 23, also Hebraically, you'll find referred to as a Shabbaton, to say like a Sabbath of Sabbaths. So the weekly Sabbaths is almost like a test command, a practice makes perfect. And then in the season, right, the three times, right, the three times in the Shana, and for the seven feasts, the seven festivals, and here we're at the seven of the seven. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 137, By the Rivers of Babylon. Here, 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 this podcast, the Sukkot, By the Rivers of Babylon, Tabernacles. Here, 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 By the Rivers of Babylon.
Yeah.
Just keeping his word sound right here in the meditation from low degrees to high degrees here at the fire key.
And on the third day, 11 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without blemish. And their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering beside the continual burnt offering and his meat offering and his drink offering. And on the fourth day, 10 bullocks, 2 rams and 14 lambs of the first year without blemish. Their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering.
And on the fourth day,
10 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without blemish. Their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering. And on the fifth day, 9 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without spot. And their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering, and his meat offering and his drink offering.
Fire. And here we have Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes, Iditation. Ecclesiastes. The good thing about the High Isle of Days is that some of the books of the scripture are particularly focused upon. In other words, really get a time to kind of satire and sup together and really, you know, go in, not just to some selected verses, but hear the fuller full of certain books. And here, Jonah as well. We had Jonah, the fuller full of Jonah during this season, this time. And here we have Ecclesiastes. And here, stretching forth the right hand of fellowship, Ty and I, fellow, Haber, I associate, and Talmid, and I disciple, Ras, Iason, Tafari, the fuller full, I'm sure, with some Hebrew highlights from Kohelet, from the preacher Ecclesiastes. Now, the next question is asked, so why is Ecclesiastes? Why is that chanted or read and studied in our sukkah, in our booth, our tabernacle, our hut? What message can be gathered from there in this time of remembrance and seating up, right, for those and these 7 days here, in gathering here at the end of the year, beginning off a new year, here, Ecclesiastes, give ear, Shema'ah Yisrael.
The Holy Bible, the King James Version. Read by Alexander Scorby. Ecclesiastes, or the Preacher, Chapter 1. The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity.
What profit hath a man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. The sun also ariseth, and the sun goeth down, and hasteth to his place where he arose. The wind goeth toward the south, and turneth about unto the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again. All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, See, this is new? It hath been already of old time, which was before us. There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. I, the preacher, was king over Israel in Jerusalem. And I gave my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. This sore travail hath God given to the sons of man to be exercised therewith. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. That which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is wanting cannot be numbered. I communed with mine own heart, saying, Lo, I am come to great estate, and have gotten more wisdom than all they that have been before me in Jerusalem. Yea, my heart had great experience of wisdom and knowledge. And I gave my heart to know wisdom, and to know madness and folly. I perceived that this also is vexation of spirit. For in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increaseth knowledge increaseth sorrow. Chapter 2. I said in mine heart, Go to now, I will prove thee with mirth, therefore enjoy pleasure. And behold, this also is vanity. I said of laughter, It is mad, and of mirth, what doeth it? I sought in mine heart to give myself unto wine, yet acquainting mine heart with wisdom, and to lay hold on folly, till I might see what was that good for the sons of men which they should do under the heaven all the days of their life. I made me great works. I builded me houses, I planted me vineyards, I made me gardens and orchards, and I planted trees in them of all kind of fruits. I made me pools of water, to water therewith the wood that bringeth forth trees. I got me servants and maidens, and had servants born in my house. Also I had great possessions of great and small cattle, above all that were in Jerusalem before me. I gathered me also silver and gold, and a peculiar treasure of kings and of the provinces. I gat me men singers and women singers, and the delights of the sons of men, as musical instruments, and that of all sorts. So I was great, and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me. And whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor. And this was my portion of all my labor. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. And I turned myself to behold wisdom and madness and folly. For what can the man do that cometh after the king, even that which hath been already done? Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly, as far as light excelleth darkness. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walketh in darkness. And I myself perceived also that one event happeneth to them all. Then said I in my heart, As it happeneth to the fool, so it happeneth even to me. And why was I then more wise? Then I said in my heart that this also is vanity. For there is no remembrance of the wise more than of the fool forever. Seeing that which now is in the days to come shall all be forgotten. And how dieth the wise man? As the fool. Therefore I hated life, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me, for all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Yea, I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun, because I should leave it unto the man that shall be after me. And who knoweth whether he shall be a wise man or a fool? Yet shall he have rule over all my labor wherein I have labored, and wherein I have showed myself wise under the sun. This is also vanity. Therefore I went about to cause my heart to despair of all the labor which I took under the sun. For there is a man whose labor is in wisdom, and in knowledge, and in equity. Yet to a man that hath not labored therein shall he leave it for his portion. This also is vanity, and a great evil. For what hath man of all his labor, and of the vexation of his heart, wherein he hath labored under the sun? For all his days are sorrows, and his travail grief. Yea, his heart taketh not rest in the night. This is also vanity. There is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw, that it was from the hand of God. For who can eat, or who else can hasten hereunto, more than I? For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy, but to the sinner he giveth travail to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit. Chapter 3. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice, and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it, and God doeth it that men should fear before him. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been, and God requireth that which is past. And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. I said in mine heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. I said in mine heart, concerning the estate of the sons of men, that God might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. Even one thing befalleth them. As the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence above a beast. For all is vanity. All go unto one place. All are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth? Wherefore, I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? Chapter 4. So I returned and considered all the oppressions that are done under the sun. And behold, the tears of such as were oppressed, and they had no comforter. And on the side of their oppressors there was power, but they had no comforter. Wherefore I praised the dead which are already dead, more than the living which are yet alive. Yea, better is he than both they which hath not yet been, who hath not seen the evil work that is done under the sun. Again, I considered all travail and every right work, that for this a man is envied of his neighbor. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. The fool foldeth his hands together and eateth his own flesh. Better is an handful with quietness than both the hands full with travail and vexation of spirit. Then I returned, and I saw vanity under the sun. There is one alone, and there is not a second. Yea, he hath neither child nor brother. Yet is there no end of all his labor, neither is his eye satisfied with riches. Neither saith he, For whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity, yea, it is a sore travail. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Better is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish king who will no more be admonished. For out of prison he cometh to reign, whereas also he that is born in his kingdom becometh poor. I considered all the living which walk under the sun with the second child that shall stand up in his stead. There is no end of all the people, even of all that have been before them. They also that come after shall not rejoice in him. Surely this also is vanity and vexation of spirit. Chapter 5. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God, for God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore let thy words be few. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow, than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice, and destroy the work of thine hands? For in the multitude of dreams and many words there are also divers vanities. But fear thou God. If thou seest the oppression of the poor, and violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, marvel not at the matter. For he that is higher than the highest regardeth, and there be higher than they. Moreover, the profit of the earth is for all. The king himself is served by the field. He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity. When goods increase, they are increased that eat them. And what good is there to the owners thereof, saving the beholding of them with their eyes? The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. There is a sore evil which I have seen under the sun, namely, riches kept for the owners thereof to their hurt. But those riches perish by evil travail, and he begetteth a son, and there is nothing in his hand. As he came forth of his mother's womb, naked shall he return to go as he came, and shall take nothing of his labor which he may carry away in his hand. And this also is a sore evil, that in all points as he came, so shall he go. And what profit hath he that hath labored for the wind? All his days also he eateth in darkness, and he hath much sorrow and wrath with his sickness. Behold that which I have seen. It is good and comely for one to eat and to drink, and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth, and hath given him power to eat thereof, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. for he shall not much remember the days of his life, because God answereth him in the joy of his heart. Chapter 6. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, and it is common among men. A man to whom God hath given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wanteth nothing for his soul of all that he desireth, yet God giveth him not power to eat thereof, but a stranger eateth it. This is vanity, and it is an evil disease. If a man beget 100 children, and live many years, so that the days of his years be many, and his soul be not filled with good, and also that he have no burial, I say that an untimely birth is better than he. For he cometh in with vanity, and departeth in darkness, and his name shall be covered with darkness. Moreover, he hath not seen the sun, nor known anything. This hath more rest than the other. Yea, though he live 1,000 years twice told, yet hath he seen no good. Do not all go to one place? All the labor of man is for his mouth, and yet the appetite is not filled. For what hath the wise more than the fool? What hath the poor that knoweth to walk before the living? Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. That which hath been is named already, and it is known that it is man. Neither may he contend with him that is mightier than he. Seeing there be many things that increase vanity, what is man the better? For who knoweth what is good for man in this life, all the days of his vain life which he spendeth as a shadow? For who can tell a man what shall be after him under the sun? Chapter 7. A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance the heart is made better. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools, for as the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of the fool. This also is vanity. Surely oppression maketh a wise man mad, and a gift destroyeth the heart. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. Wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to them that see the sun. For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. Consider the work of God, for who can make that straight which he hath made crooked? In the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider. God also hath set the one over against the other, to the end that man should find nothing after him. All things have I seen in the days of my vanity. There is a just man that perisheth in his righteousness, and there is a wicked man that prolongeth his life in his wickedness. Be not righteous overmuch, neither make thyself overwise. Why shouldest thou destroy thyself? Be not overmuch wicked, neither be thou foolish. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? It is good that thou shouldest take hold of this. Yea, also, from this withdraw not thine hand, for he that feareth God shall come forth of them all. Wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in the city. For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Also, take no heed unto all words that are spoken, lest thou hear thy servant curse thee. For oftentimes also thine own heart knoweth that thou thyself likewise hast cursed others. All this have I proved by wisdom. I said, I will be wise, but it was far from me. That which is far off and exceeding deep, who can find it out? I applied mine heart to know and to search and to seek out wisdom and the reason of things, and to know the wickedness of folly, even of foolishness and madness. And I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets, and her hands as bands. Whoso pleaseth God shall escape from her, but the sinner shall be taken by her. Behold, this have I found, saith the preacher, counting one by one to find out the account, which yet my soul seeketh, but I find not. One man among a thousand have I found, but a woman among all those have I not found. Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. Chapter 8. Who is as the wise man, and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. I counsel thee to keep the king's commandment, and that in regard of the oath of God. Be not hasty to go out of his sight. Stand not in an evil thing, for he doeth whatsoever pleaseth him. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, What doest thou? Whoso keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing, and a wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment. Because to every purpose there is time and judgment, therefore the misery of man is great upon him. For he knoweth not that which shall be, for who can tell him when it shall be? There is no man that hath power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war. Neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. All this have I seen, and applied my heart unto every work that is done under the sun. There is a time wherein one man ruleth over another to his own hurt. And so I saw the wicked buried, who had come and gone from the place of the holy, and they were forgotten in the city where they had so done. This is also vanity. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Though a sinner do evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days which are as a shadow, because he feareth not before God. There is a vanity which is done upon the earth, that there be just men unto whom it happeneth according to the work of the wicked. Again, there be wicked men to whom it happeneth according to the work of the righteous. I said that this also is vanity. Then I commended mirth, because a man hath no better thing under the sun than to eat and to drink and to be merry. For that shall abide with him of his labor the days of his life, which God giveth him under the sun. When I applied mine heart to know wisdom, and to see the business that is done upon the earth, for also there is that neither day nor night seeth sleep with his eyes, then I beheld all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. Because though a man labor to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, further, though a wise man think to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. Chapter 9. For all this I considered in my heart even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before them. All things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean and to the unclean, to him that sacrificeth and to him that sacrificeth not. As is the good, so is the sinner, and he that sweareth as he that feareth an oath. This is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live, and after that they go to the dead. For to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope, for a living dog is better than a dead lion. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything. Neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Also their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun. Go thy way. Eat thy bread with joy and drink thy wine with a merry heart, for God now accepteth thy works. Let thy garments be always white, and let thy head lack no ointment. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity. For that is thy portion in this life, and in thy labor which thou takest under the sun. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. I returned, and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happeneth to them all. For man also knoweth not his time. As the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. This wisdom have I seen also under the sun, and it seemed great unto me. There was a little city, and few men within it. And there came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he, by his wisdom, delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The words of wise men are heard in quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good. Chapter 10. Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savour. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honour. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. Yea, also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to every one that he is a fool. If the spirit of the ruler rise up against thee, leave not thy place, for yielding pacifieth great offences. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun as an error which proceedeth from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low place. I have seen servants upon horses, and princes walking as servants upon the earth. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him. Whoso removeth stones shall be hurt therewith, and he that cleaveth wood shall be endangered thereby. If the iron be blunt, and he do not whet the edge, then must he put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. Surely the serpent will bite without enchantment, and a babbler is no better. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. The beginning of the words of his mouth is foolishness, and the end of his talk is mischievous madness. A fool also is full of words. A man cannot tell what shall be, and what shall be after him, who can tell him? The labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them, because he knoweth not how to go to the city. Woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a child, and thy princes eat in the morning. Blessed art thou, O land, when thy king is the son of nobles, and thy princes eat in due season for strength and not for drunkenness. By much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands the house droppeth through. A feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. Curse not the king, no, not in thy thought, and curse not the rich in thy bedchamber, for a bird of the air shall carry the voice, and that which hath wings shall tell the matter. Chapter 11. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to seven, and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth, and if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Truly the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man live many years, and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. all that cometh is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. Chapter 12. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fears shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed, and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as goads, and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further, by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. The end of Ecclesiastes, or the preacher.
Yes, I. Yes, I. Yes, I. Meditation here during the feast, the festival of Tabernacles, in gathering. This meditation right here from Kohelet, from the preacher. Vanity of vanities. We have a further reasoning, just bringing out the idea of the Hebel in the Hebrew. Sounds a lot like Abel. It's interesting, the Abel, the Hebel. Hebel, like a puff of breath, like just fleeting. Something that's fleeting, not really so much silly in that sense, but a breath. The word literally directly signifies a breath. The idea there with vanity of vanities, Hebel Habalim, Amar Kohelet. Vanity of vanity, says Kohelet, says the preacher. The word Hebel is to be reckoned as occurring seven times in the verse, the opening verse. Each plural, there's a plural, like Hebel, one vanity of vanities, each plural denoting two. The number seven, even here, the 7 days of tabernacle or booth, the number seven correspond to the days of the world's creation. Also here in the season, a judgment time, as well as the creation, iration time, as well as the beginning. Once again, the beginning. So like the Alpha, Omega, beginning and end, here. For the fall festival, two sevens clashed. Kohelet, the preacher, accordingly pronounces the judgment that the 7 days of creation of iration, the height, the height of, here we go, of vanity. in the sense, in the Hebrew sense, literally hebel, a breath, a puff of air that lacks substance. So the phrase, it indicates a superlative, like we say something that was good, good. You know, when we say good, good, in that sense, like Shir HaShirim, song of songs. Of all the songs, this is the preeminent song, the holy of holies, the I love that which is I love. All is vanity. Now, an ancient scholar of Torah, a rabbi, had taught that Kohelet, Ecclesiastes in the translation of the preacher, spoke of seven vanities to correspond to the seven stages of man, of the human being, that he experiences in his liberty in his lifetime. At 1 year old, he is like a king. Everyone embraces and pays deference to him. At 2 and 3 years old, he is somewhat like a pig groping in the gutters. At 10 years old, he skips like a young goat. At 20, he neighs like a horse and seeks a Aisha, Eshet, Orset, seeks a wife, a woman. After marriage, he bears burdens like an ass and hardens his face like a dog in search of sustenance. In old age, he is like an ape. Now, some might be able to receive the inner meaning of this, but just sharing this right here. And what's interesting is that there's one recurring theme as he points out different things. He says, yeah, it's good for a man to rejoice in the labor of his hand and to take some pleasure in life, but recognize that a lot of the outer things, you know, are temporary, like a breath. You know, it's here today, gone tomorrow. Here, metaphysically speaking, Ecclesiastes, preacher, leader of the convocation or leader of the Hebrew church, in that sense, the Kohelet from the Hebrew word kahal, to gather, assembly, wayakahel, the assembly, and he gathered, he assembled, he called the congregation, the aggregation. In the New Covenant sense, the Kehillah is the Hebrew word there for church. So the Kohelet, the preacher, leader of the convocation, speaker before the aggregation, the congregation. This here is a book of the Old Testament, what's called the Old Testament, that is attributed to have been written by Shlomo, Solomon, HaMelech, Solomon the king in his old age. This book, it tells of the vanity, the fleetingness, hebel, breath, the puff of the desires, sensations, the pleasures, the attainments of the outer personal man, you could say the natural man. And it points the way to that which alone, that alone is worthy of consideration. Remembrance of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, remembrance of the source, remembrance of Ha Elohim, remembrance of the power of life and liberty. And to also rejoice, take joy in those things that we can righteously, rightfully take joy in. Metaphysically speaking, Kohelet, Ecclesiastes, is about experience. Something that His Majesty had said, he said, the youths act the way they do because they lack wisdom. He says, how can, you know, like, and they, because they lack experience. They lack wisdom, they lack experience, so how can they know it? Interesting, the key of experience. Many of I and I hearing certain wise things of others as we grow in grace and knowledge and go through the New Jerusalem School of Hard Knocks to become to that four square perfect peace, have begun to recognize through experience, like, yeah, oh, that's why, yeah, I see that now. Experience. This is what this book is about, and the meditation, even in this time, this season of booths, tabernacles, huts, pavilions. Experience preaches very effectively. It's the best preacher, proclaimer, experience. He who feels it knows it, so to say, so to speak. The fruit of experience is the most impressive sermon in life, in one's liberty, liberty of liberties, experience. It teaches I that it is not possible to find satisfaction and true lasting eternal joy in just the sensual or the earthly pleasures and in self-seeking. Yet, Kohelet tells us that that which a man's labor, he should take joy in that. Rejoice. Rejoice in one's family. Rejoice in the good. In the time that one can rejoice, that balance here. The only way to gain the reality of realities, the reality of liberty of life that satisfy, fulfill both soul and body, both the psyche and even this carbon organic structure called the body, which scripture says, know we not, was to know that it's the temple, it's a sukkah, is to turn within, to go into the innermost of innocence, turn within to Ha'ilahim, to the power, to the source, and become unified, einified, one, consciously with him and in him, and to remember him. So here, this time, this season, one of the reasons for the reading and meditation, enough gems, even one where Nuff I and I and the singers and players, Levitically, Rastafari, you know, have said that, you know, the race is not for the swift, the battle is not for the strong. It comes from there, right there, there.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Hailing up to the brothers and sisters of the Israelites of Ethiopia, the Beta Israel, even over there in the States. Here we have Ayala in Gedeshet, Ayala right here. She brings forward here from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, the chapter that reads, to everything there's a season and a time, to every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted, time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to rent, rip, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that he laboreth? If not to rejoice in the fruit of one's labor, even here in the season, Sukkot, harvest, the harvest at the end of the year. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, she goes into this tune right here. She calls it Lanua, Nua, to move as far as the chorus line. But she brings out right here, from the very first part, the eight, la ledet, eight, time, eight, la ledet, we're eight of eight, la mut, a time to be born, eight, la ledet, like we say, Lidet, Bamarinya, La Ledet, to be born, eight La Ledet, we're eight or Ve'eta Lamut, and a time Lamut, to die. Eta La Ta'at, a time to plant, we're eight or Ve'et La Ikor, and a time to pluck up that which is planted full of folk, we're eight La Akor. Natua, that which was planted. And she moves forward here in the chorus line. Very good tune right here, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. A time, everything a time, a season. Ayala.
Please, no. בזמן המתאים ברגע הנכון יש פתרון בזמן המתאים ברגע הנכון יש פתרון
Yes, yes, a time, and it's time right here, 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 calling, calling, calling. Theater Fuller Four here for this Shabbat by the rivers of Babylon. Call in, we've got 60 seconds, y'all. SI 515-602-602-9761, because O is not a number. So 602-9761, 515-602-9761. And here, here, here. Due to the time right here, 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 we're going to touch on this psalm right here, here, here. Yes, sir.
Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there, they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, Sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it even to the foundation thereof. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stone, 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 against the stone,
how pleasant it is for I and I brethren to dwell together in unity and love. Love and unity is how the precious ointment upon the head that went down to the beard, even I and I beard went under the skirts of my garment. As the dew of Aiman, it drew the sun from the holy mountains of Mount Zion. Where the thunder of the dark commanders blesses the shine of my eyes. By thy protection, the sun shall not smite thy by day, now the moon will stars by night. Thou shall not suffer but to be moved, and shall preserve our going out and our coming in, from this time until that hour. But I give thanks unto Jah continuously. In thy sight, O Jah.
Classic Rivers of Babylon by the Rivers of Babylon right there. Usually we go through the dub Midrash, the study Midrash, right? Right here, a dub Targum, the Targum interpretation right here. Among the Ruins of Jerusalem on some classic dubs right here for this fifth going into the fuller fullness of this Feast of Tabernacles right here. Yes, sir.
Shalom,
Chaberim Shalom. Let's get into today's daily psalm from the Sefer Tehillim. Psalm Kof Lamed Zayin. Psalm CXXXVII. Kof Lamed Zayin. Psalm 100. Kof 30. Lamed Zayin 7. Psalm 137. Among the ruins of Jerusalem. By the rivers of Babylon. Al Naharot Babel. Al Naharot Babel. Babel, Babylon. Al Naharot, upon the rivers. Naharot, upon the rivers. So in today's daily psalm, we have three main parts to this psalm. We have the exiles singing silence. The exiles, their singing is silenced. Verses 4 to 6, the refusal to sing. Verses 7 to 9, the imprecation, the curses, the consequences upon Adam and Babylon. The consequences upon Adam, Edom, and Babylon. Now, we had mentioned that non-Black Jewish, non-Torah observant Jewish critics, writing in comfort and security, they usually deplore the bitter vindictiveness of the imprecation or the curse, the imprecation, the consequence, which ends the psalm, the mizmor. And notes were made concerning refugees from the continent, right, when they had returned to see how their native city had been turned into masses of rubble by the Germans, or when the exiles amongst the Ethiopian Hebrews, the exiles had returned to see how Addis Ababa, the city of the great king, even the king of kings, Negusa Negesa, Ethiopia, how the city also was reduced to rubble and was destroyed, right? What was destroyed and the loss of life by even the fascist, right? By the fascist Italians, by the Italians doing that invasion, right? Which is also prophetically foretold within the prophecy. We'll share the mood of the psalmist and the mood of this psalm by the rivers of Babylon. Al-Naharot, Al-Naharot Babel, Al-Naharot Babel, by the rivers of Babylon. Al-Naharot Babel Sham, Yashabu Gam, Nakinu, Bakinu, Gam, Bakinu, Bi Zakarenu Etzion. By the rivers of Babylon, Al Naharot Babel, there we sat down. Sham Yashabu, Sham Yashabu, Sham, there Yashabu, there we sat. Gam also Bakinu, 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 and there we wept. Baka, baka, baka. Gam Bakinu, there I and I wept. Bizakarenu, when we remembered. Bizakarenu Eta Zion, when we remembered Zion. At the rivers, upon the rivers of Babel, Al Naharota Babel, there we sat. Sham Yashabu, Sham Yashavu, some would say, but Sham Yashavu, there we sat and we wept. Or also, since Gam, Gam Bakinu, Gam Bakinu, there we sat. Also, Gam, as we sat, Gam, also, Bakinu, we wept. Baka, 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 Bakinu. Bizakrenu, in our remembering, we remembered in our remembering. Bizakrenu eta Zion. This is the Aleph verse. This is the very first verse, the Aleph verse. Al Irabim, Al Irabim,
upon the willows, the Arabim, or some say Arabim, Allah Arabim, Allah Arabim, upon the willows, bitokah, in the midst of her, in the midst of it, talinu, we hung. Kino roteno, our harps. Kino roteno, our kinors, our harps. Kino roteno, our instruments at the willows. In the midst of her, in the midst of it, we hung our instruments. That's the bait verse, the first three verses. Then we have the gimel, third verse. Kisham for they ask. She'elunu, who asks? Shobeno, our captors. Shobeno, for thee our captives ask, or for thee, in the order of the heap, for thee they ask. She'elunu, they ask. Right? They ask, in that sense, you know, they ask us. You know what I mean? They ask. Who asks? Shobeno. Dibrei shir. They ask us, I and I, the words of Dibrei shir. They ask us the words, the oracles of an ode, the words of a song. With Vitolalenu, our tormentors and our tormentors, Vitolalenu. Simcha, joy, happiness. Simcha, Shiru'alanu Mishir Zion. They are our tormentors. Right? They said sing us one of the songs, one of the odes. Right? Sing us one of the odes, one of the songs of Zion, of Zion. For they ask us, the ones capturing us, keep us in captivity, words of ode, of an ode. And the ones having taken us away, they ask for a hymn. They said, sing to us a shiru lanu. They said, sing y'all lanu for us, shiru lanu mi shir zion, from the odes, from the songs of Zion, mi shir zion. Sing us from the odes of Zion. So here the exiles singing is silence in these three first verses. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. Upon the willows, in the midst thereof, we hanged up our harps. For there they are, they that led us captive asked of us words of song, and our tormentors asked of us mirth. Sing us one of the songs of Zion. Shiru. See, they want that simcha. They want some happy songs for us to sing. Shiru lanu mi shir zion. The rivers, beginning of the rivers. Babylon was invoked as thou that dwellest upon many waters. Jeremiah L.I. 13, Jeremiah 51 and 13. Her many streams and canals being a feature of that country. There we sat down. There,
We're by the rivers of Babel, Al-Naharot, Babel, Sham, Yashavu, Yashavu, Yashavnu, Yashavnu. There we Shabnu, there we sat, amidst the shade and solitude, to mourn the nation's calamity. Sat down, also made to note the customary act of a mourner, one who's in mourning, to sit on the ground. Sham, Yashavnu, 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 there we sat. Zion, we wept. Gam Nakinu, Gam Bakinu, Gam Bakinu, De Zakarenu et Zion. And we remember Zion, the holy city, with its sacred associations, right, the connections of Zion, of Zion. How important is Zion to I and I and I and I? And so once in a while talk about this Zionist or that Zionist, we should stand down on that. You know, each particular case we must look at from John, grace and truth given to I and I and we the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah. Right? And not just make a carte blanche on that level. No, no. You know, Zion, even the African Zion, when we remembered Zion, the problems ones have forgotten Zion and Jerusalem. When we remembered Bizake, Bizakareinu, Bizakareinu et Zion, upon the willows, Allah Iravim, Ali Ravim, Ali Ravim, upon the willows, Bipokah, Talinu, Kino Roteinu, upon the willows in the midst of her, in the midst of it, of her we hung our harps, we hanged our harps, our Kino Roteinu, the willows, the Arabim, possibly the poplar, what's called that poplar tree. You know, remember that song? You know, strange fruit hanging from the poplar, the Iravim, all the Iravim. What hung from the Iravim, right? You know, the Israelites were hanging from the poplar tree, right? This is intended, this is intended, which was common, this type of tree, the willows, is connected with that. That's the intention of it. The willows is the poplar tree. That's what we have in strange fruit hanging from the poplar tree. Alright, and strange fruit is another connection among the ruins of Yerushalayim. But it's there upon the poplar tree. Then in Babylon we hung our harps. Alright, in this Babylon, right, the Israelite is hung and was hung from the poplar tree. I strange fruit hanging. Yes, I point of reference. Right? Hanged our harps. Talinu. Kinoroteinu. Talinu. Talinu kinoroteinu. We hanged our harps. The meaning means to be that the exiles used to accompany their dirges, their blues, the blues. That was the blues that we sung then, like the blues we have sung even in these latter days and times. The dirges on the harps, like the banjo, you know, that kind of instrument, like the instrument of David, the harp. So while sitting by the river to lament, as upon the MISSIPPI, right, Mississippi, right, the river. When, however, their captives came upon them there and maliciously asked them
to go on singing for the amusement. See, we sung for one reason, but then when the captors, see how it was then, and even how it became in the latter days in time for the Hebrew, the so-called N-word, the so-called Negro, see that connection, right? That the captors or the children of the captors, right, maliciously asked them, go on, sing that nigga, you know, and keep on singing for our amusement, the amusement of the live audience, right? The harps were laid aside. Notice how the music changed. Right? And see, even the latter day Negroes would say, hey, we ain't gonna be singing them songs. We're gonna be singing some burning and looting songs. Not gonna be singing those songs. But they're the ass. For there, they that led us captive, right? Kisham. For there, she elunu, they asking us to show venu, the captors, they ask for the divrei shir, they ask the words of a song with tolalenu and our tormentors. Simcha, mirth, happiness. Simcha, they ask for happiness. And how do they ask it? By saying, Shirulanu, mi, shir zion. Sing for us, shiru, lanu, for us, me, from, shir, mi, shir, from the songs, the odes of Zion, from the odes of Zion. Sing us one of the songs of Zion, the words of a song, divrei shir, the word, the divrei. It says the first, will be the first principles of the oracles, the divrei Elohim, the odes, the words, sound, power, divrei shir. This is idiomatic of some songs, but in a fuller sense, a certain type of singing, right? Even amongst the lost sound, black and brown, in this north country, there's a certain way we use words that sound odd. They say, oh, that's black talk. They say ain't, right? But when you really check it out, rightfully, it's the right way to communicate truth and to communicate, right? The tormentors, the obscure word, right? The tolaleno, it's an obscure word, right? Some say those who were mocking us, they were making mouths at us, you know, like they were trying to act like they, you know, blackface and, you know, trying to act like them niggas, like talking nigger speech, you know, talking black speech, you know, in the Hebrew, the so-called N-word speech, right? That word, when you get to the root of it, it's like to mock, like make mouths. Like they're making mouths, like somebody trying to, you speak in a language and trying to speak like these people, but you're really mocking them in that sense. So it's like the mocking, right? So that it says, we're tolaleno, so our tormentors or our mockers, right? You know, the mockers. What does it say in the KJV? We didn't go to the KJV. I'm keeping it on the Hebraic, getting that foundation there, you know, we didn't go from the lowest of the low degrees, you know, coming from this point, you know, coming from this point, rock bottom, all right, rock stone, you know, was that in my pillow too. Let's go right here into King James. How does King James bring it for? King James says something like this: by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remember Zion. We hang our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us. That's interesting. Wasted us. Right? Mocked us. Made mouths of us. They required of us mirth. Okay, so by them mocking us, this should make us happy enough to go on like cooning and buffooning. You know, hustling and shuffling. You know, as it were. They're saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. Alright, so that's that part right there. So here we are, the first portion right here is the exiles singing silent. So those three verses, Aleph, Beit, Gimel, the ABGs of the Hebrew, Aleph, Beit, the alphabet. First three letters, not the ABCs, but the ABGs, Aleph, Beit, Gimel. Now, crossing over and forward into the next section, their refusal to sing.
So the refusal to sing is a refusal to coon and buffoon for them. You see, when we first sung these tunes, we were singing it, you know, for I and I, to strengthen I, and to lament, you know, and to weep when we remember Zion. But when they overheard us, they're like, oh, do that for us. And they thought it was a joke, right? So we stopped singing, right? And here's where verse 4, the dilate, right? The dilate verse. It says in the dilate verse, let's bring this forward right here, dilate. The fourth verse, it says, Ike, right? Latter Day Hebrew, Ike. Nashir. No, it's Ike. How, Nashir? How can we sing? How can we sing? Implying how, Nashir? Ike, Nashir? How can we sing? Etashir Yahuwah. How can we sing a song of He Who Be Who He Be, of Hashem? Al Adamata Nekar. How can we sing a song of He Who Be Who He Be in an alien land, upon a land and alien, literally in the Hebrew, Al Admat, Al Admat, Al Admata Nekar. Al Admat Nekar, like a foreign land, a stranger, alien land. The order of the Hebrew, upon land. Al Admat, upon land. Nekar. Upon land that is alien, land that is Faringe, Afrengi, land that is foreign. How should we sing the ode of Yahuwah, of He Who Be Who He Be? How can we do that? That's the question that is asked. But it goes on to the Hey verse, the fifth verse. It says, Im Eshkachek, Eshkachek, Im. If Eshkachek, if I forget you, speaking now to Yerushalayim, as she, as like mother, if I forget you, she, if I forget Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, if I forget Jerusalem, Im Eshkachek, Yerushalayim, Tishkach, Yemini, let my right hand, Tishkach, let my right hand forget. If I forget Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, then let my right hand, my Yemini, let my Yemini forget. Now this is, hold on for the Targum. We'll get into that. Just let's go through these verses right here. Next, one more verse in this section. We have the Vav verse. The Vav verse. Or they say Vav, we say Wow. The Wow verse, right? The Wow verse. Tidabak Lishoni. Let my tongue cling. May cling my tongue. Lechiki. To the roof of my mouth. Lechiki. Imlom ezakareki. If I do not remember you, she, speaking to she, speaking to mama in that sense, if you overs in the true spirituality of his divine majesty, says, Imlom ezakareki. If I forget ye, she, speaking to she, if I do not remember, in this sense, if I do not remember, lo, imlo, if not, ezakareki, if I do not remember, thee, she, imlo, and if no, A ille, eta Yerushalayim, al rosh, simchati. If I do not exalt Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, the city of four square peace.
above my chief joy. In this sense, Yerushalayim, you know, this is like the true mother church. This is truly the alma mater. Right, on the spirit, you know, in the spirit, in the new and the living way, if you can receive it. Right, so if I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy, KJV reads these verses as follows. How shall we sing the Yahweh song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget. Then King James adds her cunning. This is true, but that's not there, but that's from a Hebraic perspective. The right hand symbolized she, her. The other right hand, of course, the dominant hand, is feminine. Very interesting in the Hebraic, the right hand. So we talk about old sexism and woman is other. The right hand, she's your cunning if you open, if you can receive it. The right hand. You know what I mean? We will get into that, you know, as we go forward. But it's verse 6, if I do not remember thee, still speaking to she, Hebraically, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, if I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. So let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, if I do not remember thee, if I said not, im lo, like the aliyah, to set it up, you know, to set it up at Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, all upon Rosh, head, Simachati, my happiness, my chief happiness, the head, if I don't put on the head of what is my happiness. You know, so what makes you happy? Yerushalayim is on top of that. So they refuse to sing on these grounds. These verses right here. They refuse to sing. Begins off Aich Nakir Et Hashir Yahuwah Allah Adamata Nekar. How can we sing? Or how shall we sing the Yahweh's Hashem song in a foreign land, a foreign soil? The Yahweh song, Shir Yahuwah, the song of he who be who he be. Now, in 2 Chronicles XXIX, 29 and 27, it says, and when the burnt offering began, the song of the Yahweh began also. This is the key. And when the what offering and when the burnt offering began, the song of the Yahweh began also. 2 Chronicles 29 and 27. These hymns were reserved for use in the Heikal, in the Heikal worship, in the temple worship. And they contain praises of Elohim's mercy, the true God, the true good, Elohei Yisrael, mercy. Accordingly, they would have been both out of time, out of the eye with the time-space continuum, and the place, being in exile to sing Yahuwah's song. Right by the rivers of Babylon. If I forget thee, im eshkachek, if I forget thee, if I forget you, speaking to she, Yerushalayim, if I forget you, Yerushalayim, tishkach, yemini, may be forgotten my right hand. Where's the black man's right hand? What happened to our right hand? What happened to that right hand? If I forget thee, so it's conditional. Eshekahayich, if I forget thee. Not in the sense of abandoning the memories. Memories don't live like of the city, but becoming unmindful of what was due from them in respect of her, the alma mater. You know what I mean? You say like the church of the firstborn, to have acceded to the request would be content
of what they must hold sacred. And at one time, you see back in the 60s, '70s, where they started to take the songs from the true black church, you know, the Negro spirituals, and then the flip mode them into love songs for the Gentiles' amusement. You see, that's when they fell. That's when they fell off right there, just speaking musically, right? It says, let my right hand forget, right? Let my right hand forget her cunning, right? Let my right hand forget, right, her cunning. Now, this is not in the Hebrew, but forcefully added in translation to bring out, because when in translation with my right hand, so what's the right hand? What would that mean? The cunning. The right hand, like I said, thy right hand shall teach you. She shall teach you terrible things. She shall teach you terrible things. You know what I mean? Because in a sense, also, you know, the cunning in good ways and in some necessary ways that to the enemy might seem bad, but to Jah is just the vengeances, right, that must be, right? So when they say, you know, when they was, we was preaching and proclaiming the gospel to the other nation, and we say, leave vengeance to Yahweh, that Israel truly in grace is the tool, is the right hand of his vengeance. Let's overstand that in grace and in truth, right? But it's not for the Gentiles. So this is, there's some ways in which the prerogatives, right, of the Gentiles are different than the prerogatives of Kol Yisrael. We have to understand that. We can go through that. You know, it's one thing about having rights, but there are privileges that the children of the king and the ethnic Israel do have. Let's recognize that, right? But let's go on to verse 6. If we forget Jerusalem, then all that's, you know, all that's off the table, so to speak. So the hey verse right here. Hey, 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 the hey verse. How can we sing his song in a foreign land, right? If I forget you, let my right hand forget, right? Let my right hand forget her cunning. Let my tongue, right? Let my tongue cleave, right, to the roof of my mouth. I think this also has something to do with the sabbatical, the studies in Yahweh as well, because it's like, in order, you know, as we practice and grow, we have to speak in a different way. We learn that there's more word sound power that we have to express, but in this Gentile, speaking like the Gentiles, it's like our tongue cleaves to the roof of our mouth. You know what I mean? But in grace, we begin to be able to the word, sound, power, right? This, so here in the sixth verse, the wild verse, the va verse, it says, Tidabak, Debeka, right? Tidabak, Lishoni, Tidabak, Lishoni, may my tongue cling, in a sense, cling, may my tongue cleave, like stick, in that sense, Lechiki, to the roof, of my mouth. If no, Ezekareki, if I don't remember thee, Ezekareki, if I don't remember thee, speaking to she, if I remember not thee in love and in reverence, the alma mater, right, the mother, right, in reverence, may I lose all power to speak or to sing, right, may I lose all power. So now they have something that they call mumble rap. It's not really a style. Sometimes it's only style one can do, because that's it. It's like mumble jumbo, right? So let my tongue, you know, tidabak lishoni lechiki imlo ezakareki imlo ala ele eta Yerushalem ala rosha simachati. If I do not exalt Yerushalayim, or remember thee and set thee, Jerusalem, above my Ross joy, my chief joy, Rosha Simchati. Simchati. Say Simchati, my happiness. You say Simchati, yeah, happiness, the Rosha Simchati. But Al Rosh, upon, above. In other words, so here, let me lose all power to sing and speak if I don't, if it's Imlo Ezekareki, if I don't remember thee, right, and love and respect, and set thee, Imlo Ha'ele,
Im lo ele et Yerushalayim al rosh simchati, said above my chief joy. Give Jerusalem first place in the experiences which afford me happiness. Now we need to understand and understand the medical, because we need that healing. Yes, Yeshua. The metaphysical implications. Right, Jerusalem, four square. We have to remember the four, even the sign of the cross, finding the true cross, Meskel, even in the season, the reason for the season, the finding of that true cross, that stability, that level vibes, right? The level vibes, carrying one's cross, one needs balance, right? The material and the spiritual, and what is balance between the material and the spiritual? It's the soul, right? And Jerusalem, that city, right, of Jah's soul people, right, that soul, the soul of the soul people. If I do not prefer Jerusalem as the beginning, the Rosh also is the beginning of my gladness, Simchati, my gladness, my happiness, may cleave my tongue to the throat if I do not remember the eye, if I do not prefer Yerushalayim as in the beginning of my gladness, the first in your gladness. Now here we have the last verses right here, the last three verses, verses 7 to 9. And this is the imprecation, the curse. This is the curse, right? This is the curse upon Edom, right? Edom, right? Edom. And upon Babylon, upon Edom and Babylon. Zechor Yahweh, Zechor Yahweh, Libnei Edom. Let's point it. Libnei Edom, et yom Yerushalayim. Remember, Yahweh, Zikor, Yahweh, remember, he who be, we be. Livnei, Edom. Remember the sons of Edom. Livnei, Edom. Remember the sons of Edom. Et, yom. In the day, Yerushalayim, in the day of Jerusalem. Ha Omrim, those who are saying, Ha Omrim, they who said, Aru, Ada, Hayasodabaha. They said, raise it. Empty it out. Aru, Ada. Hayasod, to the sword. To the masod, masada, masod, to the sword. To the foundation. Right? To his foundation. Baha. The Baha, to it, to her, in her foundation, to her very foundation. Aru, right, raise it, odd, until you reach a high yesod, yesod, remember on the tree of life, the tree of life, we have yesod, until you reach the yesod, until you reach the foundation. Right, they are the ones who said that. They said, Aru, Ada, Ha Yisod, Baha, in her, Yerushalayim. The one saying, empty it out. Never forget either. Adam, we haven't forgotten. Remember, with a view to their due punishment. Alright? You see, the time of grace is when Israel is offline, it's the time of grace. This is why Paul said that the Gentiles can come in, because when Israel is back on, it's the time of judgment. Right? We can act under the authority and under the color of law, but now we cannot. Right? So once it's the end of the world, but they don't really understand what the end of the Gentile world system really means. Tavarim Zikor Yahuwah. So remember, he we be. Who he be against who? Libnei
Adam, Libnai Adam, despite the kinship with the Edomites and of the Edomites, who are descended from Esau, they had proved themselves inveterate, right, enemies, you know, of Yisrael, the once lost, now found, black and brown of the Hebrew, the so-called N-word. And the prophets often condemn them. Edom and Adam is often condemned, even though they are our brother. And we need to recognize that. Isaiah, we have Isaiah 34, right, chapter 34. We have Jeremiah, chapter 49, verse 7. We have Amos, chapter 1, verse 11. In particular, Obadiah, the 10th verse, you got one chapter of Obadiah, right? Ebediah, right? The servant of he who be who he be. He denounces in scathing terms the heartless conduct of the Edomites when he says, thou wast as one of them. Right? You know, thou wast as one of them. We can consider, should consider what people call the black-Jewish relationship too, because this is getting to the heart of the matter. Hold on, Yaakov, Jacob. Right? Abetting the Babylonians. They aided and abetted the Babylonians in the destruction of Judea. Have they aided and abetted the Babylonians in the destruction of Ethiopia, the southern lands, Judea, Judah land? The day of Yerushalayim, the day of Jerusalem, right? Even that day of Addis Ababa, that day of Jerusalem, vis-a-vis its fall and destruction. They said, lay it bare, and it will strip her down naked, make her naked, strip her. Aru, aru, my Ada, Hayesod Baha. Bah, Hayesod Baha, Baha. Strip her down, lay her waste, of houses, of inhabitants. You know, it's about plundering and raping and looting. Right? This is verse 7. Verse 8, that is the Zain verse with Zekorah. Here we have the Chet verse, the 8th verse. Bat Babel. The daughter, O daughter, O daughter, O daughter, O daughter, O daughter of Babylon. O daughter of Babylon. Hashadu da, oh devastated one, oh devastated one that ought to be destroyed. The Hashadu da, Bata Babel, Hashadu da, oh daughter, daughter of Babylon, you devastated one. You're devastated. You're to be destroyed. Ashrei and happy. Ashrei, happy. Who's gonna be happy? Sheshalem lak. The one who Sheshalem will give you the shalom you've been looking for. Right, he's gonna pay you, right? Shalem lach. Who's gonna pay you, oh Bata Babel? Who's gonna pay you? Pay you with what? Right? Et gemulek. With the recompense, gemulek, the completeness, the gemul, gamil, right? With the fullness, the recompense, eta gemulek, with the recompense, sher gamalit lanu, with the recompense, right, with the bounty. You talk about how much good you've been doing for us. Well, we're going to do you good in the same way. Right, this is going to be the recompense with which you have repaid us. So we're going to give you back what you was given to us. Because you say you've done so much for us, so we're going to give you back. So happy shall he be, Ashrei. It says blessed, really. Ashrei means you're going to be happy about this. It's a state of mind. Not a feeling or emotion, but a state of mind. In that standing on the rock, in that state of mind, happy shall he be that repayeth thee as thou hast done what? As thou hast repaid us, or as thou hast served.
served us. You know, like I said, we've done all this for the Hebrew, the so-called N-word, and they don't appreciate it.
Okay, well, we're going to have to pay them. Right? We've got the recompense, and the ones who are going to pay you, Ashrei, they're going to be so, so, so happy. This is the part that many of the Gentile-minded, right, you know, and the half-Jake and the fake-Jake and the snake-Jakes, they don't like this right here, right? The daughter of Babylon, the city of Babylon, that ought to be destroyed, that art destroyed. Literally in the Hebrew, the sense is almost like the prophetic perfect. It's already happened, right? Hashduda. She's already destroyed, but you just can't see it there. See, that art destroyed. The past participle is used like the prophetic perfect. The prophetic perfect is already talking about, like, Babylon is fallen, but you say, look, it's still standing. The prophet is speaking. It already is falling. You think it's only the time you have to quickly make up your mind to come out of her, right? Because the prophet already sees it as it really is, but it's grace that makes you think it's still standing, that the prophecy has not already happened. Bata Babela Hashaduda. She already destroyed. Hashaduda. She's already destroyed. Now, we come to the ninth verse. Here's where some people really get it up, you know, in their britches, right? Oh, daughter of Babylon, that ought to be destroyed. I already told you the reason why, right? Right? They're going to be rewarded as thou hast served or rewarded, you know, us. You know, it's going to be truly divinely deuces. Right? So we have this ninth verse, Ashrei, again, Ashrei. Translate as happy. It's so important that here in the KJV, it translates as happy, both the Ashrei in verse 8 and the Ashrei in verse 9, because that's the same Ashrei we have in chapter 1, or the first chapter of the Psalm. Ashrei, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the mockers or scorners. Happy, this is the beatitude, when Yeshua HaMoshiach, when Yeshua HaNotri spoke on Rabbeinu, right? The rabbi spoke to the beatitudes, right? He's speaking of the Ashrei, so he can understand it's a state of mind, right? Not a feeling or emotion, but a state of mind. How you standing, right? In the innermost of the innocent. So we have the eighth verse, the ninth verse, the eighth verse. It reads, Ashrei, Ashrei, She Yochez, the one, Yochez, the one who seizes, the one who grabs. Happy the one who seizes, the one that shall hold, right? The one that shall lay hold. With nepates, and dashes. So holds on and then dashes. Et olaleik. Your little ones, Babylon, Bat Babel, your little ones, your incense. The olaleik is like the olal, like children, little children, almost like babes, right? Et olaleik illaha sala'a, ill upon against upon hasala, right? Hasala, bahasala. It's pointed with that pointing right there, the sala, not the sella, but it has an R in sala. That's against the rock, right? Against the rock, a different rock from the sore rock, but a rock all the same. This is barbarity, the heathen and sheathen say. This was often perpetrated against Israel. Second Kings, right? Second Kings 8 and 12, Hosea chapter 10, verse 14. And the Babylonians were guilty. They were guilty of it. Jeremiah 51 and 24, along with Isaiah 13 and 16. Perhaps if some of the modern critics and the pseudo-Christian lockers that, oh, that's violence, that's anger, you know, you can't do that because you're trying to play God. You know, in righteousness and right alignment, Israel has that right in the earth,
but not when we have fallen, right, from that noble, from that spiritual nobility of heart and mind. Right, so perhaps if some of the modern critics had been under the yoke from which this psalm is, a lot of people say, well, my experience was okay. Master beat me on this day, but he fed me on that day, you know. But if they had, if they really had experienced it, right, you know, if they had been under the yoke from which the psalmist and I and I peoples had been delivered, they would have understood or had an understanding, experiential gnosis, right, just a little better at how a good man of that age and even of these latter days can rejoice that Babylon was fallen and that all of its race, all of the race of the Babylonians, you know, the spiritual Babylonians, death to black and white down presses, are being extirpated, right, being extirpated. And this is the judgment that we are witnessing in these latter days and time, the sign of the times going into the 400 years, 400, among the ruins of Babylon, Al Naharot Babel.
I'm gonna say you're the provider, the Almighty.
Shabbat shalom, send that shalom, hi, hi, go from here.